Welcome, this is Eric, and this is a very special episode of Not in a Creepy Way. This is music episode number 3. This all deal with the soundtrack to the motion picture FM. Now, the reason why we're not covering the movie itself is the movie is almost impossible to find. Because of the musical rights necessary, it's just impossible so far to make it available. Plus, I don't think it was very highly thought of, so it wouldn't be worth the expense to resurrect this particular movie. You could probably find a very expensive VHS copy somewhere. The soundtrack, though, is gold. Or double platinum. So the groundwork itself, as a physical piece of medium, this is a double vinyl disc album. It's very dark chocolate colored with some gray squiggles on it, and then a big silver foil embossed FM logo in the middle. And it's got everybody, as you see. If you were a hip rock band in 1978, chances are you're on this album, especially if you have any connection with the Eagles. So now, setting the stage. I love this album so much, it's hard to express, but all of this, none of this was my choice, or I was 9 years old. So this is all a tribute to my parents, Dick and Val Anderson, for having such good musical taste to allow me to grow up in such a wonderful musical environment. Because had I grown up in a household full of Conway Twitty fans, or Elvis fans, or German traditional folk music, this is their musical taste that they brought into their house, and then I adopted and co-opted and took as my own and added to or whatever. And I'm sure the other brothers Anderson have similar history, if not with this album, then with others. So, kudos to you, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson. By the way, the Mr. and Mrs. Anderson question are, as I'm recording this, at Petco Park in San Diego at a Rolling Stones concert. My mom actually texted me a selfie from the park while they were waiting for the concert to start. Suggested they were excited and going to have a great time. It was a group text to some of their friends and also to my two brothers as well. And because I don't have many filters, I immediately sent back a message saying that they were about to have a very rare opportunity to scream a phrase at the top of their lungs in public. It'll almost never happen again. And that phrase is this, although I'll just use a clip from The Folksman.
If you start me up, if you start me up, I'll never stop. You make a dead man come, 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 you make a dead man come by.
Hopefully they laughed. I'm pretty sure they shook their heads. You can imagine I don't get invited to a lot of group texts these days. So anyway, while they're having fun at their first and probably only Rolling Stones concert they will see, I'm a little jealous. I'm going to take you back to the year 1978. And let me tell you what else was on our turntable at the Anderson House. If you were hanging out at the Anderson House in 1978, you would hear a lot of, say, Rolling Stones, maybe? You would also hear some Leo Sayer. Undoubtedly, you heard some Rita Coolidge.
Higher,
you would have heard some Fleetwood Mac.
Made me see where I've been.
You definitely would have heard some Jimmy Buffett.
I blew out my flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
You would have definitely heard some Elton John and some Beatles and some of the Guess Who. But the two albums in 1978 that really played the most, or we played the heck out of the cassettes made off of those albums, were two soundtracks. And the first was a soundtrack to the movie Grease.
Purple French tail, that's a 30-inch thin, so yeah. A Palom in a dashboard and do them off the tin, so yeah. New pistols, plates, and shocks, I can get off my rocks. You know that I am bragging, she's a real pussy wagon, grease lightning.
And the other album was what we're going to talk about today. The reason for the season, the soundtrack to the movie FM. So I'm just going to tick these songs off one by one and give you a little snippet of them. And I highly encourage you to go out and buy the individual songs. I think you can actually buy the physical disc, the FM compilation, FM soundtrack on Amazon. I don't think you can buy it on iTunes, but you can actually probably YouTube most of this stuff and listen to it and watch it. I highly recommend that. It's a fun trip down memory lane. So, without further ado, FM. No static at all.
Worry the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Now, we're going to get back into that particular song in just a second, but about the movie again. The movie itself is about disc jockeys at a FM radio station who were trying to prevent the management from capitulating to the demands of advertisers. They want this whole DJ-centric, free-form, progressive rock station, and they didn't want this whole commercially-oriented radio. So it's, you know, us against the man kind of album. But in the meantime, there's just a ton of good songs here. And there were lots of live performances, some of which were in the soundtrack itself, most of which you can find live performances of these songs by the original artists in 1978 on YouTube. I would definitely search it out. It's amazing. It'll take you down a hole, though, let me tell you. So, the album starts off with the titular track FM by Steely Dan. Now, I'm going to mention a little bit of connections between these folks. Steely Dan, on this song, the backup vocals included Glenn Frey and Don Henley of the Eagles. And Steely Dan has always been kind of a jazzy sort of band, and they've always had lots of collaborators, including Michael McDonald, later with the Doobie Brothers. But it's also worth noting that the song FM is the only time that a record engineer has received a Grammy for Best Engineered Recording Non-Classical for one song instead of for a whole album. So that's kind of worth noting. So again, track one, a little bit of snippet of Steely Dan's FM.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine. Kick off your high heel sneakers. It's party time. The girls don't seem to care. What's on? As long as they play till dawn, nothing but blues
Okay, a little word on the actual technology. The reason why they say FM, no static at all, is because, and this is meant for listeners who are, I don't know, my daughter's age, or 10 or 15 years older even, who don't realize that you had AM radio, which was mono and relatively lo-fi, and then you have FM radio, which is a big deal because it was stereo and it was a little bit more hi-fi. We went through this evolution during my lifetime where AM radio was going to be dead because music was all going to be FM. But luckily, talk radio took over, and we can be thankful to Rush Limbaugh for making that as popular as it ended up being in the 80s, 90s, and today. Granted, my history with talk radio is all about Herb Chamberlain and the Public Opinion Hotline in the 70s and 80s in Anchorage, Alaska, so that's where all my education there came from, and that's for a whole nother podcast. So FM, no static at all, that's what that's all about. Again, it's a nice groove. You could rely on Steely Dan for a nice groove. The Doobie Brothers, too. Take your time and get into it, you know? So the next track up is Bob Seger's Night Moves.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. And points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night moves. In the summertime.
It's just a fun song. It's basically acoustic and it's got some organs that come in. And the actual long version of the song has this nice little interlude that slows down and the narrator just kind of talks. And then it picks back up at the end. And that's probably the one you'd want to get. They used the single for this particular album because of just time, I'm sure. So Night Moves has this nostalgic kind of young love sort of thing going on, which is great. And the guitars are great. And it's just fantastic. Bob Seger's voice is great. If you want the same setting, you can visit John Cougar's 1982 Jack and Diane, but then you're going to be subject to the horrible, horrible lyrics about sucking on chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze. No, thank you. An interesting connection. Bob Seger grew up in, I think, Detroit with Glenn Frey of the Eagles, and they co-wrote Heartache Tonight together a little bit later. So, track number three is an iconic 70s song. It's this little spacey socialist tune with a lot of Hammond organ. That would be Fly Like an Eagle.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle, feeling free. Fly like an eagle through the revolution.
Next, track number four is Foreigner's Cold as Ice.
I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. Digging for gold, you're blowing away. A fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay.
Now, Foreigner is just a basic rock band. Love them. Nothing wrong with Foreigner. Nothing super special in the long term about them, I mean, but they're pretty great. And the guitars do that ASMR thing for me, a little bit like Thin Lizzy. It's just fun. Track number five is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Breakdown. And before I even play the clip, Tom Petty is from Florida. There is no reason for him to have this accent on this song. It's like a character piece or something. It's great. It's fun. The melody is really pretty lovely. But his voice is just like, what the hell is going on?
It's alright if you love me. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
Give it to me.
Break down, honey, take me through the night.
Break down,
now I'm standing here, can you see? Break down, it's alright. It's alright.
And next up is the bassist from the Eagles, Randy Meisner. I sure hope I'm saying his name right. In his solo album, he put out a fun little rockin' tune called Bad Man.
Step right in to my junkie car. Don't be mean to your bad man. Then we'll boogie on out to a drinking bar. Then I'll take you home to my sugar jar. I got a nasty habit, a bad guitar. I'm like a madman. Don't be mean to your bad man. Well, don't you wanna be
I don't know, is this like a honky-tonk song kind of thing? I'm not exactly sure what the designation would be, but it's just kind of fun. Definitely like a bar-type song. And the lyrics are classic. We'll boogie on out to a drinking bar, and then he'll take you home to his sugar jar. He's got both a nasty habit and a bad guitar. He's like a madman. Anyway, just fun. So you got a funky little happy, guitar-heavy Eagles honky-tonk song, followed by probably the best guitar rock song from the best California country rock band. If you don't like Life in the Fast Lane, you're probably not going to like the rest of this album or America. Not the band, the country. I'm saying you're not American, okay? Next up is Steely Dan's Do It Again, which has great lyrics and an electric sitar.
When you know she's not Did I mention an electric sitar?
motherfucker. Now, next up is a guitarist who used to be in the Steve Miller Band for the first couple years, and who my friend Di only recently found out was a gentleman of pallor instead of a black guy. This is Buzz Skaggs' Lido Shuffle.
Lido be running, having great big fun until he got the note. Saying total line or blow.
If you haven't heard a lot of Buzz Skaggs, go search him out. I would suggest the song Lowdown. There's a bunch of other fun songs too. He's got kind of an eclectic catalog. It's pretty fun. Now, next is a song that it seems like today doesn't get like a fair break, but it's a great song and it's wonderful and it does exactly what this band does well, which is do a nice little rockin' song that goes from acoustic to electric in a real fun way. And that is Boston's More Than a Feeling. Maybe the hate on it is because it's too poppy. I don't know. It's perfectly great. It's a fantastic song. It's fun to sing along to. In the car, even. Next up are two live songs. In the movie, they were actually the live concerts that the radio station... I can't even say the word. Today it would be live stream of the concert, but it was just a live broadcast of a concert, which I don't even know if it does on radio anymore at all. But I'm sure it was a thing. Anyway, if you're going to do that, you need a singer who can, I guess maybe in her words, keep up with the boys. And that would be Linda Ronstadt. And it's just fantastic. I mean, she can belt out a tune. Let me tell you, she has done probably more albums than anybody else on this whole list. She's just fantastic. It's hard to overhype Linda Ronstadt. If you're not familiar with anything in her catalog, there's something for you to love. Let's start with a Rolling Stones cover that she does, Tumblin' Dice.
My puppy to itch. Can't
Okay, so on YouTube right now, if you go and just YouTube Tumblin' Dice, Linda Ronstadt FM, you'll see the actual performance, and it's fantastic. It's followed up by another cover, a Warren Zevon song, called Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. And I knew this song from this album, Linda Ronstadt, before I had even heard of Warren Zevon, who I think is a fantastic artist, so... Strictly, if you want to get even more shallow, go to YouTube and Google either Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, Linda Ronstadt, or Tumblin' Dice, Linda Ronstadt, and you'll see, A, how pretty she is, but also take a look at the hair on the rest of her band, who she actually introduces all the band members on the beginning of Tumblin' Dice, so you could just put names and faces together, but it is an assortment of hair that is not to be missed. Speaking of hair, you have to also look up this next video on YouTube. This is Jimmy Buffett, Livingston Saturday Night. And if all you're used to is Jimmy Buffett and his Margaritaville kind of parrot head songs, this is not that. This is back to like a country honky-tonk kind of song. And it's just so much fun.
Pickup's washed and you just got paid. With any luck at all, you might even get laid. Cause I'm picking and I'm kicking on a Livingston Saturday. Shuffling on the dance floor sound. Sing a song, play some fun, shoot a little pool. Hitting all the honeys right out of high school. 15 may get you 20. That's alright. Cause they'll be rocking and rolling on a Livingston Saturday night.
Okay, this song has both a guitar solo that either uses a steel guitar or some sort of guitar slide. And then it's followed up later with a harmonica solo, which is all pretty great. And that's all in a song that is 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. So then we're going to slow things down a little bit. And had this been a CD that I listened to this the first time or when I was growing up, I probably would have skipped past this next song. This is Dan Fogelberg's There's a Place in the World for a Gambler. It's slow, but it really is pretty. So I would definitely recommend you listen to the whole thing, but here's a little taste. The song starts out actually slower than this, and I'm putting in the ending of it because it's a little faster and gives you the sense of how it ends on a really big note.
There's a
Now next, we have another love song. Now there's a piece of trivia that I don't know whether it's true or not, but I'm going to say anyway because it allows me to connect one artist to another on this album. And it's this. Billy Joel wrote the song Just the Way You Are for his wife at the time. And that's kind of what the problem is. Elizabeth Weber. And Billy Joel has claimed in interviews that he didn't really like the song, and the band didn't really like the song, and that he didn't really want to make it part of the album he was recording, which is The Stranger. And it was only because Linda Ronstadt and Phoebe Snow, who were both recording in other studios in the same building, told him that they needed to put it in the final mix that he agreed to. Now, the album's producer, Phil Ramone, said that, oh, come on, you can't exclude a song just because he didn't really like it so much, because he didn't have a ton of extra songs to deal with. So, anyway. So, it's a song he doesn't particularly like to play anymore, because it was written for his long-ago-past wife, but it really is a beautiful song. It's called Just the Way You Are.
Never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
So after that song, I think you need to get a little languid groove. And where do you get languid groove from? The Doobie Brothers. Now, this is the beginning of the Michael McDonald period, so this is definitely the Michael McDonald Doobie sound. And it's great.
Are you gonna worry for the rest of your life? Hey, yeah. Are you in such a hurry to be lonely for the life? Hey, yeah. Well, I know what it means to hide your heart from a long time ago. Oh, darling,
it keeps you running.
It keeps you running.
Next, we have track number 17. This is James Taylor. When I think of James Taylor, I think more of an acoustic guitarist, you know, kind of folky guy. And yeah, this is that too, although it's kind of a fun electric guitar piece. And it's very simple and very fun. And shout out to Anastasia. You can use this as a lullaby to any number of children you're trying to sing a lullaby to that doesn't involve furniture falling out of trees. James Taylor's Your Smiling Face.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart.
If that song doesn't make you smile, again, you hate America, people. Next up is, from the album But Seriously, Folks, a goofy song from a goofy guy who is sort of rock legend. Again, goofy guy, though. This is Joe Walsh's Life's Been Good.
My Maserati does 185. I lost my life. I'm attacked. I'm making records. My fans, they can't wait. They write me letters
Now, included the end part, that synthesizer part, I originally thought when I was into it, oh, this is like a Moog kind of thing. It's really an ARP Odyssey is the synthesizer they're using. But it reminded me of a slightly earlier synthesizer song that, well, maybe you'll remember, maybe you won't, but it's certainly irritating enough and catchy. Are you just dying? It's great. Oh, it gets better. I think that was the first ever dubstep drop. Yeah, thank me for not playing that before Life's Been Good. So next we have what is the climax of the album, most definitely. It's a 2-minute and 4-second song. The first 1 minute and 30 seconds you can pretty much throw away, except it's great in concert. Apparently, according to guitarist Brian May, he didn't really like this song to begin with. At the time they were playing in rock bands, you played your songs and the crowd cheered and whatnot, but they didn't want to be part of the band wasn't inviting the crowd to, I don't know, sing along during the song. At least not in his mind. So this whole call and response sort of thing, I don't think really went over well at first with him, but of course you do something super fucking great and popular, and catchy. And now you got to do it for the rest of your life. And this, of course, is Queen's We Will Rock You, who I think I introduced to my niece, Cowdy, and my daughter, Journey, all of basically the same age, very, very young. Oh, by the way, I think this is probably the first song I ever got that ASMR kind of tingle from. And it's not, I'm not like hunting out whispering videos online. So, you know, don't freak out. But let me tell you, if this listen chills up your spine, if you have any of that response. We will rock you. Can I stop it again and just jibber-jabber a little more before it gets going? Because, you know, that's the best part of this whole thing, is to just to do your own show and kind of make it as annoying as you want it to be. We will rock you. Everybody, now, bear in mind that this is my first introduction to this song. I didn't have the, I can't think of the name of the Queen album. I never did have a copy of the Queen album that they came from, where this is immediately followed by We Are the Champions, so much so that they usually play them in a row. I didn't know We Are the Champions was any way related at all to this particular song. So, like, I was 2 minutes and 4 seconds, and I loved every second of it. Particularly the last 30. Now, the last track on the album is just the reprise of the title track FM. It's, I'll just probably use it as the end music or the play it over what we're playing now. Maybe even use it for the beginning music. I don't know, the opening. Who knows? I hope you enjoyed kind of running through memory lane with me about 1978 and the movie soundtrack FM. Again, we won't be doing the movie. You can't find the movie except for pieces online, which I recommend. By the way, if you're listening this far, here's a little a fun bonus for you. If you haven't already gone and sought out Livingston Saturday Night on YouTube, you need to not only for Jimmy Buffett's hair, but also his backup singers are amazing. Just fantastic. But I recommend you look up all these artists in this time. I mean, Linda Ronstadt has Parkinson's, I think, and doesn't sing anymore. And Dan Fogelberg is no longer with us. And all these guys are going to be gone. So, I don't know, maybe the 45-year-old guy, 46-year-old guy in me says, you know, look back a little bit. Be nostalgic. Remember your night moves, please. Do that. Don't remember Jack or Diane with the chili dogs. Just creepy way. I assure you we'll be back to more than one host next week or next time you hear this, next episode. There probably won't be very many solo episodes from me, but I appreciate your time. And, yeah, stick this in your ear holes, people. Not in a creepy way. My bird liked this, too. Send your feedback to show@notinthecreepyway.com or call us on a new voicemail account to leave voice messages. Or you can text us at this account to leave text messages. The number is 425-243-9169. That's 425-243-9169. What are you waiting for? Put it in your phone right now, and then when you listen to an episode, you can just hit your contacts. Dial it already.